BGSU head coach Michael Huger will join us here momentarily and talk about this game. A tough one for the Falcons. And coach, when you look at this game, that 16-0 run by Miami really changed the whole tenor of the game. You were playing quite well up to that point. So what changed?
We started to take bad shots. We took bad shots that led to their transition. They were able to get out in transition after our shots, and they were able to score in transition. So that was the part that's, you know, it is what it is, man. We got to do a better job. We got to do a better job of sticking together. When a little adversity hit, you know, we got to be able to stick together and fight through. So, you know, the biggest thing was our shot selection during that time. You know, that our shot selection led to their easy buckets on the other end.
Coach, is it right now as much mental as it is physical with your club, or maybe more mental?
It's more mental than it is physical. It's not the physical. We're able to do it. We're able to do it. We show that we can do it. Now we got to be consistent in doing it. I think it's the mental part of the game now that, you know, starting to weigh on our guys, and we got to go back and regroup. You know, nobody cares about what's going on with us. Everybody want to win, and we have to be the same way. So, you know, it's frustrating. It's definitely frustrating when you're out there trying to, you know, coach the things that you work on in practice and the things that you do in practice, and now it has to translate to the game.
And part of the mental game for Miami, Dede Grant and Makai Larry, once they got a little bit of taste, it looked like their confidence level went through the roof. Delonte Brown, too. You could just see that shift during that time.
Yeah, they all played well. All three of them played well. They shot the ball well. They shoot the ball better at home than they do on the road. We gave them way too many easy looks, and they were able to take advantage of them.
Coach, a fast break for Miami was very effective in this game, but especially in that run that you talked about. But they didn't let you get out on the run too much, did they?
They didn't let us get out on the run. We had a lot of opportunities, but we missed a lot of those opportunities. We had layups and things that we could have finished and that we missed, and that led to baskets for those guys on the other end. So, I mean, we got to be able to finish the same way that they were able to finish in transition.
Coach, when you look at what you thought you could do in this game, were you able to do any of what you thought, or did it really totally get away from you?
No, we actually did what we wanted. We just missed. We missed. We had layups. Todd, you saw the game. We had layups after layups that we missed, and that led to them scoring on the other end. I mean, we got to be able to make layups now, you know. So I just thought we the biggest factor in this game was bad shot selection that led to their easy buckets on the other end.
Well, clearly, once Miami got it rolling, then you did go to the zone for a little bit to try and stop them. But sort of once that ball got rolling downhill, your defense couldn't come up with enough stops to get back in.
The thing is, you know, we waited till we were down 30 in order to play defense the way we're capable of playing. And that's the same thing that's so frustrating, what I talked about earlier. If we would have done that from start to finish, we'd be talking about a different thing right now, you know. But being that we didn't compete and play the way we're capable of playing from start to finish, we dug ourselves too deep of a hole. And now we're trying to come back from 32 points instead of coming back from 10.
Coach, certainly a frustrating day, and we appreciate you joining us here. Hopefully you can get the team back on track Tuesday at home.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Tough day here in Oxford. Miami wins it 94-78.